This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he made a point when asked, how do I know if I'm making advancement in spiritual life? Because everybody has different conception of what is spiritual life. Obviously, everybody's understanding of, am I making advancement, can be just as different. Well, Srila Prabhupada's reply was very simple and yet is very meaningful. He said, if you're advancing in spiritual life, you're automatically becoming detached from material life. That's a very simple phrase, but it certainly has a huge meaning. Because it means that there's a difference in spiritual life and material life. They're not the same thing. And that one is inverse of the other. Well, we're all absorbed in the material world. We're all absorbed in the material identity, our body, our family, our society. We're all absorbed here in the threefold miseries, those miseries caused by our own mind and body, and those by other living entities, and those by the natural elements and the predicament. And we're struggling. Everybody has to hold down a job. Everybody's going to work. Everybody has to have a car. Everybody has to pay the power bill. Everything has to be maintained. You have to keep up the standard, and you have to keep up an image, social acceptance. How do you do all of that and still be spiritual and advance in spiritual knowledge, in spiritual consciousness? It appears as though, since they're more or less inverse of each other, that it's hard to be in the one place when you're actually consumed in the other. And this is what we have. We have a society that's, generally speaking, everyone's time, their mind, their focus, their attention is consumed from morning to night. How many of you sit back and say, oh my goodness, look how much happened today. I've got so many things I wanted to do and I didn't get them all done. But boy, I did a whole bunch of other things. I spent all this time and done all this energy and achieved all these things, and I still have a list as big as when I started. And the next day is the same. And again, and again, and again, and again. And you end up going, I'm getting old. I'm going on and living and getting past the understanding, getting past the freedom of time. I don't have time to apply to this. I don't have time to apply to that. I set forth a list. I set forth objectives. But the influences that are upon me here in the material world force me through a series of events that I wasn't planning. So this is a perplexing issue, that we have to find some way of getting the forces under control, or at least working within it such that there's always time for spiritual life. So the point is that the mind is the one that is attached to the body, attached to the society, attached to your things, attached to your desires. And the desires is what blocks you in. I want to do this. And so you go through all of these steps to do it. So many things push you this way. So many things push you that way. And you still go, I want to fulfill this desire. And this is how we spend a lifetime. So if we're spending our lifetime fulfilling desires, it is very important that you analyze what are the right desires worth achieving. Every desire will have a result. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was terrible. Every desire will have a reaction. No, nobody liked it. Oh, everybody liked it. So your desires is what's binding you through the mind to be attached to your predicament and try to fulfill the mind's desires. So from a spiritual point of view, these material desires are very transient and not significantly important. on the plane of eternal existence. As eternal living entities in temporary material bodies, we have an eternal duty and we have a material plan. The material plan, as we've just covered, is riddled and directed by all of your desires. But the spiritual plan, it is guided by the spiritual master. It is intended to purify you and awaken you to love of God, self-realization, God-realization, love of God. Why? Because that's our normal condition. As living entities, we are part and parcel of God. God is eternal. We are eternal. There's an eternal relationship. There's an eternal duty. So while we're having this material life, and the mind is throwing us through thousands of desires, we can't lose sight. The intelligence must stay focused that we are eternal living entities, and I have an eternal duty, and I'm to revive that as well as fulfill my material desires. The idea that you're becoming detached from the temporary status and you're becoming attached and practiced and involved on the eternal status, this is a sign of making spiritual advancement. Your involvement in spiritual life, your involvement in understanding your relationship with the Lord, understanding how the manifestation works and comes and goes, understanding your personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, learning how to act in the presence of God, learning what is really going on within the universal structure, learning what is going on in the spiritual sky, in the spiritual world. There is so much to be done. There is so much to be learned. It's described in the Vedic literature as revival. You're reviving your forgotten consciousness, your forgotten relationship. Because the forgotten is only relative to this body. As you become more mature and you revive your consciousness, you read the Vedic literature, you recognize you are an eternal servant of the Lord, you start acting in a higher consciousness, the temporary things fall away is not so important, actually. And this is a sign you're advancing in spiritual life. Detachment from desires of the material world and attachment to the service of Krishna, service of God. The two are inverse. If you're absorbed in satisfying the mind, you aren't absorbed in satisfying Krishna. And as eternal living entities created subservient to God, our duty is to serve the Lord. And by serving the Lord, all sorts of other things can be taken care of because he has that potency and he protects those who surrender to him. But on the other hand, if you deny the eternal aspect of your reality and you focus on the temporary aspect of your reality, you end up absorbed in things and desires and your predicament in the material world, and you're not making spiritual advancement. You might be making material advancement. You might just be maintaining an equilibrium in the material world. But that's not the goal of life. It's not fulfilling. It doesn't give you satisfaction. You don't end up resting in peace. You don't emanate awareness, contentment. You're still struggling. And everybody you know is still struggling. And the result is it perpetuates itself. It's self-perpetuating struggle for existence in the material world. That's why it's called the material world. It's not spiritual life. It's material life. So you gradually learn by reading the Vedic literature and address your questions to the spiritual master. You gradually learn how to discern between spiritual activity and material activity, and you're able to choose because you can weigh up. Is this material activity, this desire, is it need to be fulfilled? Will fulfilling it give me something tangible? Or should I let go of that and bend my energy doing this spiritual service, this spiritual realization? Because the reward for that is, well, very high. And I'm eternal living. I'm an eternal living entity. I have eternal service and duty and responsibility. I shouldn't neglect that for this fulfillment of a temporary material desire. That conversation that you have in your head, that is a sign of spiritual awakening. And it's your duty, your responsibility, truly, under the instructions of the spiritual master, under the instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he specifically says, your duty is to serve. Your happiness is to serve. Your perfection is to serve. This fiddling around with the material predicament, life after life after life after life, is not that rewarding. It doesn't lead to permanent awareness and permanent happiness. So this is the message in this simple little response. If you're advancing in spiritual life, you're becoming detached from material life. So are you? If we look at the other side of the coin, the atmosphere that we are in currently, that the human society is in currently, that the planet Earth is experiencing currently, is one of selfishness, total absorption in trivia to fulfill the most ridiculous, insignificant, temporary, stupid desire you can come up with. They have television programs, they have board games, they have phone apps that are all trivia. They even think that if you have a television show or you have a radio show or you have a newspaper or a newsletter, that it's important to that you include some trivia. This is how retarded the human society has become. They are kicking in the face of spiritual knowledge to act like children, just children, nothing more. Instead of being controlled, self-controlled, instead of being structured to be sure that their television show, their newspaper, their radio show has some spiritual content, they put in trivia. Totally senseless, irrelevant, you can never do anything about it, it doesn't make any change in your life, it has no relevance to on the eternal platform, it is a complete nonsense, and they include it every chance they get. We have these screens everywhere. I read an article this morning how education through screens is deteriorating the uptake of knowledge by the children. A teacher who'd been 15 years experimenting with 2,000 students, he proved in his test that the children learned less in the technological classroom than they learned in a practical classroom. And yet, look at our society. We are being forced into screens. We are being forced to have a phone in our hand to buy your fuel, to buy your food, to check in, to check out, to keep up, to social media. My emails, my phone conversations, my text capacities, thousands of apps. Oh, global positioning. Where am I? All of this stuff is artificially imposed upon the mind and is wasting the lifespan of the user who is not really benefiting their sojourn of awakening to spiritual consciousness. You're not benefiting. It's not there. It can't be there. Because it's in the category of distraction. You could have apps coming in at spiritual quotes and ideas. You could have all sorts of spiritually harmonious information coming through this technological platform that we have, but we don't. People are still having the attitude, oh, never talk politics or religion. But now everybody talks politics. It's just crap. What is politics? They lied. They were asked a question. And they lied. Or they were so stupid they couldn't answer the question. That's politics. End of story. Everything else is just window dressing. It's like decorations on a cake. The cake's the issue, but the decorations is all, ooh, look, pretty, pretty, pretty. And look at the situation. We have this political society, politically orientated. Everybody's going, oh, the elections. What elections? Who cares? The elections. It doesn't matter. You only get to choose between who they let you choose between, and both of them are idiots and liars. Totally. Proven over and over and over and over and over and over. It's been centuries that the politicians have been proved to be liars. They tell you one thing and do something else. Centuries that's been going on. So why would you spend 5 seconds on politics? Because the society has trained you to. Because they are controlling your mind more than you are. Because they're making you attached to information, to people, and to issues you don't even know about, you will not even be influenced by. It will not benefit your consciousness to know everything about that subject. And yet you're being bombarded with it over and over and over and over and over. They're doing the same thing with sport. They're trying to distract everybody to play sport. Why? Because they don't want the people who are energetic and tough and determined and competent to recognize how bad a liars they are, how criminal their activities are, and overthrow them. Take them out of the government and throw them away. They don't want you to do that. So they engage those people with the ability to sort out the political side of life or the governmental side of life or the educational side of life. And they distract them with sport and praise them and pay them and award them and give them a ribbon and get them on television and just patter their egos to keep them from waking up to the fact that they're being completely screwed by a system that is wants you not to notice their gaining by your loss. And you should be angry, and you should act up, and you should stop it from happening for the sake of righteousness, for truthfulness. So to keep that from happening, we'll distract you, and we'll massage you, and we'll flatter you, and we'll award you with sport. So you need to recognize these methods they use. This is old as the political issue is itself. There's histories. They did the same thing in Rome. They did the same thing in Mexico City. They did the same thing in Greece. They did the same thing in Egypt. They've done it over and over and over and over and over to distract the people from noticing that the leaders are criminals. And they don't care about you, and they're not doing anything for you. So we're living in that environment. And what is the result? Everybody's wasting their lifetime on material activities that is not returning any reward, that is not giving them knowledge, that is not giving them realization. Now, if you look at the situation very practically, you're going to be saying, oh, I've just got all these things to do. I don't have time to straighten out my life. Well, yes, you do. But you don't choose to. Your mind wants desires fulfilled more than it wants to understand and to surrender that there's a higher purpose. So this Krishna consciousness movement is based upon the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the topmost intense potency of God Himself. The power that is invested in the great mantra for deliverance, the Maha Mantra, is so intense, so unrestricted and unlimited that it can purify the most contaminated person in a very short time. You simply have to hear and then recite the mantra. That's the prescribed solution for the people like us in this age where we are so pressured, so distracted, so busy struggling just to make ends meet. This is where we're actually at. Recognizing that this is the situation, recognizing that we're under leaders who are greedy and selfish and criminal, recognizing that we've been poorly educated, recognizing that we're being distracted with trivia so often and so much we like it now, this Maha Mantra was created and disseminated and distributed through this entire human civilization by the works of the Lord's incarnation, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the works of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Those two individuals have permeated the entire human society with the tool called the Maha Mantra, which penetrates the illusion covering the mind and the intelligence and the senses and the heart. And it starts the purifactory process going immediately with intensity, and you can awaken in this very life from spiritually blind to spiritual perfection in one lifetime using the potency in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why it's on the planet. It's here to save the most fallen. And who could be more fallen than someone who doesn't have any time left to do spiritual activities, doesn't have any inclination or interest to become self-realized, doesn't have any focus or control over the mind to stop the desires and use the lifetime appropriately to become a saintly being. Every one of us is saintly. We're covered with bodies that are bogus. And if we surrender to the body and the bodily conception, we don't get purified again. So the Maha Mantra is there for even the most confused, even the most fallen, even the most unfortunate. All of them can be raised to the highest platform in this very life. Raised to the platform of spiritually awakened, spiritually engaged. And you leave this material tabernacle, return to your real home in the spiritual world, and engage in spiritual activities constantly. So between now and then, you can tell if you're advancing in your spiritual life by how often you hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you hear Krishna's name, Krishna says, I promise you get to hear it again. And if you hear it 10 times, you will get to hear it 11. And it will go on and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow until you're hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra running in the background in your mind, in your head, all the time, purifying you, uplifting you, encouraging you, reminding you that you are a spiritual being. And all the things that are going on in the material tabernacle don't really matter. You have to stay in tune. You have to adjust. You have to keep participating. You don't get to go lay down. But it will not confuse you. It will not cover you, illusion you any longer. The Maha Mantra is so powerful, it cuts the illusion of material conception of life. So with the Maha Mantra and reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, the Vedic literature, those two things leave you in a platform of stability in a world that is rampant with change and confusion and deception. You don't shake when the world does. You don't fall when the masses do. You don't worry when everyone else does. It's a whole other level of security, of resource, that is not available through the highest platform you might achieve in your material predicament. Oh, he's the president now. Oh, he's a head banker. Oh, he's the head of this or that. Oh, he's a captain of the team. Oh, what a wonderful position. Oh, look at all the trophies. Oh, look at his achievements, accomplishments. Look at all this. It's senseless, wasted time. But when you come to the platform of spiritual knowledge, it can uplift you and remove you from this material confusion and delusion. That is really worth having. That is real accomplishment. And that is what Srila Prabhupada is wanting for you. The mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the spiritual master, the compassion, the concern over your problems, over your condition and predicament, has motivated the Lord and motivated the spiritual master and motivated all the great saints and sages for many, 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 many centuries to present, to be certain that there is a method, a means, a tool for uplifting even the people in this age who are just fallen, confused, bombarded with distraction. So we have a great solution here. Someone is being compassionate to us from the divinity platform that we get a tool, the Maha Mantra and the Vedic literature, two tools, to free ourselves from the confusion and delusion that we are the body and that these bodily predicaments are ultimately important and fulfilling desires is the goal of life. And waking us to our eternal duty and occupation, that there's spiritual service to be done. There is some responsible work for you to take up. And there is reward for that work beyond your wildest, greatest expectation or imagination. It's described in the Vedic literature that one drop of spiritual happiness is like an ocean, greater than an ocean of material perfection. This material platform is temporary. It is therefore, by definition, inferior. And the spiritual platform is totally pure. And by definition, it is eternally blissful. So just a drop of that eternal bliss that you can experience overcomes, supersedes, excels over all the enjoyment it's possible for you to get in the material world. But you don't know that. The people don't know that. They're not telling each other that and supporting each other and keeping everybody posted. They don't realize it. That is why Srila Prabhupada started the Hare Krishna movement in the West, so that everyone could hear this knowledge and participate in this movement and use these tools of the Vedic knowledge and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and purify themselves in this very life and become perfect human beings and taste more than a drop of the eternal happiness derived from the spiritual platform of devotional service. This is a great movement, a great opportunity, a selfless, compassionate method delivered to you, because we're caught in distraction and the bodily conception of life, and we need to lift ourselves above, and that is by using these tools, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.